Moving on to crime news, it was reported today that figures for burglaries have fallen for the second year in a row. This was seen as good news by the police, but a spokesperson for the charity Citizens Against Crime said that even though the figures were less than last year, they did not take into account the number of crimes that went unreported. In her opinion, more minor burglaries were being committed, but victims did not think they would be solved and so did not bother reporting them to the police. Responding to this accusation, the chief of police pointed out that members of the police force tried their best to investigate every crime, but the public needed to help more. He added that the public should report every crime that happens. He also mentioned that the police force were investing more in equipment that would hopefully prevent certain crimes. Over 100 drones have been ordered and will soon take to the skies. Unfortunately, this has not been seen as a positive measure, as other citizens' groups have warned about the lack of privacy from such drones. In similar news, Paul Watson was sentenced to 10 years in prison today after he was convicted of last summer's bank robbery at Gold Security Bank in Waterford. Watson thought he had got away with over £30,000, but was seen by several witnesses spending lots of money in the days immediately after the robbery. When the police questioned Watson, he gave an alibi which later proved to be false. His house was searched and the money was found, as well as the mask he was wearing when he committed the robbery. The police were pleased with the verdict and said that the response from the public had been excellent. They had taken statements from the workers in the bank after the robbery, but the real work had been done by members of the public who saw Watson spending the money he had stolen. Detective Inspector Waverley, who conducted the investigation, said that he wanted to say a big thank you to all the members of the public who gave evidence at the trial. He added that he was only able to arrest Watson because of citizens who were prepared to help. Watson is going to appeal the conviction, but he is unlikely to be released anytime soon. We're going to go to a short break now, and afterwards, Lacey Kennedy reports from last night's premiere of the new James Bond.